the hell up. Because I hit the record button. And I'm waiting for it to get green.
Get those words!
Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new edition, a live edition of Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on all the automotive enthusiast auction sites like Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, and Rad for Sale. This is a show we do live every Monday through Friday when our stuff works. Yesterday, we apologize if you were waiting around for a live show and it didn't happen. We did get the show up online, but our live feed failed, which, you know,
oops.
Sorry about that. You know, you could always send us money on Patreon or something like that, and maybe we can get gear that works regularly. Which, by the way, we do have a Patreon account right now. I did set that up, so you can support the Bid Nerds at Patreon. Don't ask me how to find us. I'm pretty sure it's just Patreon, you know, / Bid Nerds or something. Search Bid Nerds on there.
There we go.
We have no ask. We don't have any like packages yet. We don't have any like monthly things. There's nothing there really. But I think you can go there and just like send us money or something. I don't know. You figure it out.
At this point, the only thing we can offer you is the bidders will show up at your house and wash your car for you.
But, you know, not reliably on time and maybe not complete. No. And sometimes we'll probably rush the job because that's
concerning. Absolutely.
That's, and for the record, we don't know how to wash a car any better than we do predicting the prices of cars when they hit the auction block, which is what we do here. We nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day. What that means, people will say, well, what is that? What the heck does that mean, right? It means that we pick the most interesting cars from all the cars on the auction sites. I mean, there's 100 or so cars. Excuse me, guys.
Well, we are live. Like we are so live.
Live program. Confident everybody's here. We do this show. What we do is we pick the most interesting cars from all the cars that are on the auction sites, and we just narrowed it down to the ones that we think are the most interesting. And we talk about those cars. We talk about what we think there is going to happen with those cars on the auctions, on the auction platforms that those individual cars happen to be sitting at. And we make predictions as to what we think they will actually sell for. And we always start every show by checking our previous day's predictions. And that makes us different than other auction YouTube shows, which I don't know if there are any, but we actually go back and say, here's what we said they would auction for yesterday. And then the next day we say, here's how wrong we were, because that's pretty much always the case. Although I will say my partner yesterday predicted one exactly right. That we call that a Yahtzee.
You're welcome.
We've had a couple of Yahtzees in the just this week already. So it's Nostra, Yahtzee week.
My nickname is Nostra Dumbass.
Emphasis on the latter. Okay.
Yes.
So again, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for being here. Hit the subscribe, like, notification button. The notification button is really important because YouTube will let you know when we actually go live. It's usually sometime around the 9 o'clock hour every Monday through Friday. But we do have sometimes where we don't get on quite early enough, or maybe sometimes YouTube just doesn't even let you know that our show is there until after it's done. So with the notification button clicked, you always get the freshest nerds, and you want fresh Bid Nerds, not old, stale, moldy Bid Nerds. So Michael Deeb, let's talk about yesterday's cars before we get to today's cars. How did we do yesterday on all our predictions?
We were actually not too bad yesterday. I don't think we're too off on anything, but let's see. We started on Cars and Bids with this 1991 Acura NSX that had, I can't remember, JP, but it was like 13,000 miles on a triple black NSX that was bone stock. That car is collector grade. Look at that beauty right there. Five-speed manual, the early 3-liter VTEC with 270 horsepower. I mean, there's a lot to like here, and this is a collector grade example that is absolutely going places. That being said, you and I agreed that this was on the wrong platform. A car this special with this much potential upside should have been presented to a larger audience. That means one thing. getting it off of Cars and Bids and on to Bring a Trailer. And I think that this consignor left yesterday when we were predicting that I said 90 grand and you said 89, and we were thinking in that region, we were thinking this consignor might be leaving, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 on the table. Our car sold yesterday on Cars and Bids for just $81,000. That's your win. But I also would assert that this guy probably left $25,000 or more on the table by not putting it on BAT. People wake up and smell the reality. Cars and Bids is cute if you're trying to unload a manual SUV, but this is not the place to bring a collector-grade exotic with such historical significance as the NSX, the aluminum NSX. This was a huge mistake by the consignor, and rotten luck. Well done to the buyer. You ripped that car.
Yeah, you know, the thing is right now with used car and collector cars selling at really high prices, at sky, you know, at record prices, really, this is one of those situations where the team at Cars and Bids, you know, Doug DeMiro, who, you know, we all respect in this industry, you know, he and his team are sitting back, patting themselves on the back going, oh, look, we're getting record numbers. We're getting these really high prices for these cars. And they're not realizing that they're still leaving tons of money on the table because they continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. They're not fixing their problems. And BAT just continues to eat more and more of their lunch. If they made some very specific changes to their platform, Cars and Bids is the closest thing right now to BAT. They're the closest one. They're the only one that really has a chance to make a dent in BAT. Hemmings has no chance. Hemmings is garbage from a platform, and they are just going to continue to flounder. P-car market is just goofy.
Too inconsistent.
And just totally inconsistent. And you know, Rad for Sale is as promising as Rad for Sale is.
They're honeymoon.
They're in their honeymoon. Number one and number two. I don't think they have any illusion. They're not trying to be a BAT. They are a genuine alternative to BAT. So they don't need to be the juggernaut that BAT is. I think Cars and Bids wants to be Coke to the, you know, Pepsi to their Coke, and now it's more like their, you know, RC Cola to Coke right now, and it's just and they're not getting any better.
I have two takes for you. So Radwood, as the boomers would say, are disruptors. And the big thing with Cars and Bids, GP, you and I started this about, what, 8-9 months ago? Was it September or October last year? We did our first shows or whatever. At that time, Cars and Bids had on average 3 cars a day to offer. Yeah. And over the course of this, you know, most of a year that you and I've been doing the show together, they are now running about 9 to 11 cars a day. So they are growing in size, but they are not policing their submissions. It doesn't look like they turn anything away. And they're wildly inconsistent with the unusual cars. To me, you know, BAT is all about the special interest unusual car. Whereas if you're looking for something, you will find that unusual car on BAT, but it's no longer a deal because BAT has gone, you know, they're what, mass adoption sort of thing. But Cars and Bids is really just like their selection of cars is no different than your favorite, you know, lease return pot lot on the corner of Main Street and you know, Kennedy or wherever it is in your town, you know, that kind of thing. And so I just think he's selling regular used cars. And when he gets something unusual, like a 91 NSX with 13,000 miles, he could sell it, but he's not getting you retail for it.
Yeah, it really is sad. And BAT opened the door by kind of lowering their standards and allowing just about everything in.
Yeah, Hearst Media did that.
Yeah, Hearst Media took over BAT. And so there's really an opportunity for someone to step up, and Cars and Bids should totally step up. We've said it over and over and over again. Probably not going to happen because Doug DeMiro is not an aesthetic guy. Doug DeMiro is not someone who pays attention to details. I mean, he pays attention to the wrong details. He's more interested in the, you know, the umbrella holder that you never knew was in the side of a specific, you know, in a door of a car, but he's not interested in making sure that, you know, the submissions are up to a certain quality, that the pictures are great, you know, just bring up the whole level of this site, you know, only let the hot chicks in and you're going to bring way more eyeballs to the site. Right now, people think of Cars and Bids as a bit of a joke. It's kind of like a Doug DeMiro video. Yeah. You know what? I'll watch a Doug DeMiro video because it's informative and he's great and he's entertaining, but he's a goofball, and you can't. It's very difficult to take him seriously because he doesn't take himself seriously, for better or worse, and he doesn't really care about us as the viewer because he hasn't stepped up his production value. He gets millions of views on his videos, but he still does them the same way that he always has. He has a, he's, you know, a, he's just
a 50-year-old guy wearing a print T-shirt and pleated khaki shorts. I mean,
right,
like,
and
not,
those like hiking boots that look like sneakers but really aren't from REI or something like that. It's like, dude,
yeah. How long did the doctor say he had
12.
To wear them?
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, it's the worst. you know, again, all that stuff is fun, but it's like it shows to me, it shows a disrespect to his audience because he hasn't grown up with his audience. Audiences, people that watch car videos expect a certain level of production value, and he just does not bring it. He's making so much money off of those videos. He could hire a kid. He could get an intern. He could get some editors. He could get some people to come in there and make those films a little better. They don't have to be amazing. They don't have to be Petrolicious or Defoscination style films, but they just have to say, they just have to show you a little bit that Doug DeMuro, you give a crap about us.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't feel like you do. You're like, well, these idiots will take anything I spoon feed them. And that's insulting, man.
I imagine Doug DeMuro's in his garage with his close friends late night on a Saturday night, and he's sitting there, you know, Seven Sheets of the Wind, and he's like, yeah, my thing's really taking off, but it never changed me. You know what I mean? And he's exactly the same guy. And while that might have some, you know, I don't know, moral ripple, I agree with you. He should have grown with the site. And in the end of the day, Doug, this is a business transaction with the general public, and we don't take you seriously, and that's a bummer.
Cars and Bids should have 30 or 40 cars a day. I mean, if BAT
now,
is pushing out 60 or 70 cars, Cars and Bids should be right there somewhere around half, but they only have like 7 or 8. That means you guys are patting on your back going, oh, we've tripled sales over the course of however much time. Yeah.
Right.
Any moron that has the capacity to set up a site as complex as yours could triple from next to nothing. You're in a market where you guys should be, you know, looking at exponential growth, and you're not. And so you think you're having success. I'm sorry, you're just not, you know, and we're just a couple of yahoos on a YouTube channel with 10 people that watch it. And we can tell armchair quarterbacks. Very easy to say what we're saying from our point of view. And let me tell you, I want Doug DeMuro to succeed. I would love Cars and Bids to be better than it is. I would love to see them catch up and take a big old bite out of BAT's lunch, because I'm sick of BAT really being the only real game in town that is, I mean, that's it. All the other platforms, other than, again, Rad for Sale is kind of an anomaly if you have something super, super niche, but all the other auction sites are just trash. They just can't get their S together, and that's just sad. It's freaking sad. All right. There you go. We'll still talk about them, though. Let's rip through the rest of the cars from yesterday.
Our second car.
Sorry, everybody.
That's all right. That was one of our better diatribes. Doug DeMuro's somewhere in an office, and he's got a nosebleed. He's like, what the?
There's going to be, black helicopters coming with a SWAT team in REI hiking boots, and tactical gear is all just like, you know, stuff that you can get at a
stuff you buy at the counter at a gas instant. All right, TP. We looked at a really beautiful Ferrari to compare it to the NSX. And you know what? This wound up being an even better comparison than I think we might have guessed. This 1997 Ferrari 355 Spider that allegedly belonged to Herbie Hancock has a manual transmission and just 25,000 miles. This car was part of the spring collection offered by Driver Source out of Houston, Texas. They curated a grip of, 18 cars that they are putting in a marketing package together and launching all of them on BAT as we speak. And this car was in spectacular condition, as it had just been treated to a complete major service, including belts, prior to going live on the auction. So this became a very easy, would you rather have this exotic, more powerful Italian Spider or this slightly more collectible and historically significant aluminum exotic from Japan? And I guess $94,000 for the 355 Spider, or about $4,000 over my NSX bid. You guessed $100,000, or about $11,000 over your NSX bid. The NSX sold for $81,000. Our 355 Spider sold for $87,000. I was just a little bit closer than you, so I got that win. But there you go, JP. Those cars sold for about $6,000 difference. They were maybe closer than we thought.
Yeah. I mean, I think the cabriophobes of the world are missing out. This is a car, if it were a coupe, it'd be another $30,000. The idea that this car is $30,000 less fun to drive is patently absurd. And, you know, this, man, I think, in fact, I believe the inversion. You know, I think a convertible is more fun than a coupe to actually drive around. I mean, if you're on a racetrack, okay, you can make your argument for the coupe. But who's racing one of these? Nobody. This is a car to be seen in and have a great day driving down the coast or on your favorite twisty road. And this is the way I think you should want to do it. But the NSX, a much better car. You can drive that thing forever and just put oil in it and it'll just keep going. Whereas this Italian thing is going to require some attention. I would rather have
Here's my quick argument for Spiders, for convertibles. A wise person smarter than me once said, you eat 80% of the time for nutrition and 20% for fun. And it's the same thing when you buy a car, even your second car, your sports car, 80% of the time that car is just getting you around, and only 20% of the driving you do is going to be pure bliss where you're going at it. And that's the argument for a Spider, because most of the time you're just driving the car around, it's more fun to be in a convertible. The only time the coupe maybe separate itself from a performance standpoint is 20% of the driving at best. Even on a second car that you take out on your favorite back roads, you still have to get to that road, and that's more fun in a convertible.
Here's another thing about coupes versus convertibles. You know, you see people that like convertibles and some people like coupes. And I've said it before that it's weird that the coupe people seem to think that, you know, a person that likes cabs usually also likes coupes. But people that like coupes are just like totally binary. They have, that's it. That's all they can do. And they want to tell you about it. It's like, who cares? Yesterday, I was at one of our favorite dealerships in Las Vegas. I'm not going to say the name because... well, you'll know why in a second. They just got a beautiful 993 1995 Cabrio, right? This car is low miles. I mean, this thing is immaculate.
Yeah.
It was driving across the lot. I talked to one of the people from the dealership who was driving it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's beautiful. And he's like, yeah, isn't this great? Someone's going to get a great car. True, right? And so I go, okay. I say my goodbyes. He drives another 10 feet, and there's another guy from the dealership walking down the parking lot, and he looks over at the car, sees his... compadre, his fellow co-worker, thank you, driving it. And I look over and I hear him say, oh, I'm a coupe guy. That's like seeing your friend who is, you know, your white buddy who's dating an African-American girl and going up and coming to another friend, and that friend going, I'm a white girl fan. It's like, okay, you're going to be a racist? That's fine. Keep it to yourself, you idiot. I mean, why would you even say that to someone? Oh, I'm a coupe guy.
Oh, jeez.
Just say nice car and move on, moron. Yeah. I'm so sick of people insisting on telling you that they are, you know, into,
absolutely against it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just shut the F up. We know you're a cabriophobe. We totally understand. So yeah. Anyway,
Bambi's mother said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Yeah. And she got shot. Okay. Let's move on.
I think she burned in the forest.
Let's see. What other car did we talk about? We skipped one because we were so over that dog meat piece of crap site Hemmings that we were like, you know what? This ad is so bad and this platform is even worse. It made you go through a CAPTCHA thing to try to get to the photos. I'm like, nope, no. Yeah, that's what you should do, morons, is put a barrier to entry for people who might want to buy a car off your site. That is the
Pasadena.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. All right, what's the other car that we talked about? This is
so we
fun.
Skipped over to the car they were trying to sell, and we jumped to BAT to look at a 1962 Chevrolet that has an air-cooled rear engine flat six with a manual transmission. Did Chevy make a Porsche? Nope, but they made a Corvair Monza. This car had a few altercations, so it's not perfectly original, but all the pieces were there, and this was a no-sale auction. So despite our covering it with just a couple hours to go, it was sitting at $5,000 on just one bid, which I think is the first time we've ever seen a car on AT that only had a single bid the day of the hammer. We knew the car would get a couple more bids because it was a no sale, a no reserve auction. So it was going to sell. Anyway, I thought it might creep up to 12 grand. You smartly took the under at 10 and our car sold for $9,300. JP, that was your second win of the day.
Nice.
And then lastly was also on BAT, a 2008 BMW M3 convertible with a manual transmission. I forgot the generation of this car, but
E92,
that's what I was going to say. The E92 with the V8, normally aspirated V8 that's high revving, rear wheel drive, manual gearbox, retractable hardtop convertible in a very attractive silver colorway and a full leather interior. Car had like, I don't know, 35,000 miles on it. And the question was, not if it would break 30 grand, but by how much, because these cars are starting to go up a little bit in value. They're being appreciated. I said 35, you said 34, and you were really close because I got a Yahtzee at 35. Bam.
Boom. He did it. So, nice work. Yeah. This car, look, it used to be, everyone always used to say the 996 is the best bang for the buck out there in the Porsche world or just in general.
Yeah.
And that used to be true, but not anymore. 996 turbos are just downright expensive. I believe this, the E90 generation BMW M3, is the far and away the best bang for the buck. You're getting over 400 horsepower. You're getting a beautiful car. You're getting a pretty darn reliable car. There is that rod bearing issue that they have, but there is a fix for that that'll keep it from being, detonating your engine. This is just just a fantastic driving car. One of the best driving cars on the road, next to a 911, really, and maybe better utility, probably a little bit more space for your passengers in the back, a little bit more trunk space, and just all around just a fantastic sports car that you can get for, this is the best car I think that anyone could get for $35,000. Is there anything else you can get for that price?
Cooper convertible, JP, which would you prefer?
Don't care. Me. Obviously I'm a convertible guy, so I'm probably going to pick the convertible, but whatever. Either one you get, there's really no difference. For the type of driving that someone will do in a car like this, boulevard driving, cruising, twisties in the mountains, whatever, looking good with your best girl. This is just a great all-around car, and this is a car you could commute in because it has all the creature comforts, and classic cars are a little bit hard to live with sometimes because they don't have all those things. This has all the things.
BMW made a couple of special editions of this. Most of them were cosmetic, but they did do one called the Lime Rock that had a couple of mechanical things to improve it as well. And Lime Rocks bring big money. They're $60,000 to $80,000 cars. Yeah. But finding a nice low mile coupe with a manual gearbox, you will be a happy camper. And if you get one that's like a competition, it has a carbon fiber roof. You're talking about a car with some track potential. You get yourself some Cup Twos or some Trofeo R tires, do some Bilstein coilovers, and you're good to go. That's it. Maybe an ECU flash if you're out of warranty, and let it loose.
Yeah, these are fantastic cars. All right, guys. Well, that was yesterday's cars. We sure took a long time going over those. So we're going to have to be a little quick with today's cars. We have a whole pile of cars to talk about. And that's what we do. This is Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day on Cars and Bids, Bring a Trailer, and Rad for Sale. So let's get to today's cars right after everyone hits a subscribe, like, and notification button. The big car today, I think, pretty much has to be this 1995 Porsche and Polar Silver. And it's on P-Car Market, and I want to hear about this car. And the big thing I want to know is, will it fail to sell or meet reserve? Because P-Car Market and their reserves are just so goofy. Let's talk about this car, Michael Deep.
Interesting car, JP. What we're looking at is a 1995 911 993 C2 coupe with a manual gearbox that has 73,000 miles and is offered to us out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just 5,000 miles ago, this car was treated to an engine out service, including a reseal of the engine. So they literally split the case and put it back together. So our car is sitting at $57,000 and has, let me read it to you one more time, about 3 hours to go. But this is basically a stock, no nonsense, slightly high mile, 993 C2 coupe. This is the first gen, which explain to our audience what it means to have just the one oxygen sensor versus the two, not oxygen, but what is it?
Yeah, OBD. This is an OBD1 versus an OBD2. I actually learned something yesterday. There are OBD2 95s out there. I was not aware of that. Wow. Yes, but the difference between a 95 and a 96, regardless of OBD1 or OBD2, it's the Vario RAM is the big thing, but it's the secondary air intake that's part of that system. And the thing is, they both... So the problem with the secondary air intake on the Vario RAM cars of 96 and newer is that they get, you know, some corrosion in there, and it throws a code. And that code will keep you from being able to get the car smogged. It really won't cause actual problem. The car will be fine. You could drive it with that pretty much forever. It's not going to hurt anything, but it's going to have a dang CEL light on your dash, and in certain states that's a problem because you cannot get it smogged if that's the case. And to repair it means removing the entire basically intake system off of the car, and that's thousands of dollars to take that thing off, clean it all out. It will make your car run better once you clean it out, but the 95s, the non-Vario RAM cars, have the same issue. They just won't throw a code because of it.
Yeah, so the trick would be, if you bought one of these, JP, to get it, smog it once, and in most states, like Nevada, like California, you can put your car on a collector car plate, which means you're restricted to 5,000 miles a year. You have to have insurance that covers you for just those 5,000 miles, special collector car insurance. But once you do that, then you never usually, in most cases like Nevada and California, you don't have to smog your car again, so that you can own it. If your car throws a light, you don't have to deal with it that year because you don't have to do a sniff test that year. Yeah. So that might be the loophole, the bid nerds, you know, end around kind of thing. But in any case, JP, this is an iconic, you know, C2 coupe with a manual transmission. And I'm telling you right now, JP, there are very few 964 and 993 air-cooled coupes with conventional spring and shock suspension available anywhere in this country. The shelves are bare. There are none of these out there. Yeah. So the fact that this car is here and it's basically no nonsense with a, you know, recent major service, even P-Car Market should be able to get $70,000 for this car. Yet with 3 hours to go, our car is sitting at just $57,500, and I'm not so confident. In any case, just looking at the market, the way you and I have been sort of studying it, I think the car is worth more than $75,000, but I think on P-Car Market, it should bring $75,000. BAT, I think, would get $85,000 to $90,000 for this car, despite the miles, but P-Car Market, if they get to $75,000, that's a lucky consigner. So that's my guess, and I'll send it to you.
Well, where's it going to land, actually?
75, that's what I'm saying.
75, yeah. If it gets less than 75, that is a complete and utter fail on P-Car Markets. Case, where is this car? Like, physically, where is this car?
Minneapolis, Minnesota, with 73,000 miles.
What a weird place for this car to be. I wonder how the corrosion is. Probably fine. Yeah, 75, I think, is a good number. I'm going to go 1,000 over and say 76. That's a tough call because it's 1,000 over or 1,000 under. I think it's going to be somewhere in the 70s. I'm with you. If it were on BAT, it would certainly bring more. Bad move, whoever owns this car, trying to sell it on P-Car Market. And again, you know, P-Car Market is one of those websites that will pat themselves on the back when they sell this car for, a high number. You know, they'll be like, oh, look, we sold it for this great high number. And they'll think they did everything right. And it's like, yeah, no, you would have got more on BAT. But they'll claim otherwise. So, don't do it on P-Car Market, guys. Just don't do it. This is too nice a car for P-Car Market.
Yeah, you submit a submission to them, and they reply to you with the listing for your car. They're like, look, it's already up and live. I mean, they don't even give you a choice. Yeah. Like, they don't ask you to sign a contract. They just tell you it's live, and then
you got a guy named Guido going, hey, let's get this car loaded. Come on, let's get the pictures.
Yeah,
let's
go. The Porsches online. Yeah.
The Porsches. You like the Porsches? Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. What else we got?
All right. Hey, Pete, we have a new auction platform alert. Jump over to collectorsexchange.com and check out their new auction platform. This is it. And as far as I can tell, this 1999 BMW Z3 M Roadster is their very first lot. And so we welcome these guys to the fray. We wish them all the luck in the world. And JP, I have to tell you, I am very, very quietly optimistic that these guys have a teeny bit of passion that is driving this thing. Make no mistake, they expect to make some money on this thing. But just reading the bios about the two or three young guys that are the founding members of this thing, they're guys from the East Coast that are in their probably late 30s, early 40s, that all have kind of a background in sports cars and, like, you know, racing. Like, they're into, you know, racing Corvettes and racing BMWs and things like that. And they're taking their passion and they're trying to drive it into doing something a little different for the special interest sports cars online. And so if that is truly their mission, then I wish them all the best of luck. Now, using their interface was not easy. Part of the reason is I'm used to using the other five that we've been covering, but like trying to find out where this BMW was located was near impossible. I actually had to open a document that had the Carfax and find out that this car was offered to us or is currently sitting in or near, let me read it to you, Glen Head, New York, wherever the hell that is. But this particular car is in spectacular condition with just 4,700 original miles. What you're looking at is a very rare black on black on black S52 with a 5-speed manual transmission. It had previously run through Enthusiast Auto Group out of Cincinnati, Ohio, where Eric Keller is this country's premier shop for all things BMW. So they had this car, they went through it, they sold it in 2019, and now the buyer of the car is the consignor here with Collectors Exchange, and our car is sitting at $41,000. Let me see how many bids it's had. I forget now already, but
doesn't matter. Here's the 12, thing, Michael, yeah. D, we got to move on this show because we got to be done in like 10 minutes. Right. So this car, look, this site, if they don't make some changes, they're not going to make it. I wish them all the luck. I really do appreciate people trying to do something better. But look, I can't make the pictures big. Is there a way to make these pictures big? I have been clicking on it all morning, and I can't figure it out. If I'm going to buy a car sight unseen in real life, I at least want to be able to make the pictures as big as my screen. The only way to make them bigger is to, like, you know, blow up the size of my actual screen, and that's not really doing anything. That's just taking a, you know, pixelates everything. This interface is dog meat. It makes
garbage.
Me go, yeah, boy, I thought Hemmings was bad. These guys are really bringing it to a new level of not good. However, I do love these pictures. The photos are not like photography. They're not like it's not like a pro photographer took these, but these are very well done. They are well lit. They're in the right place. They're right, well composed. Just enough to give you all the information on the car. If these were full size photos, you could get pretty much everything you need to know. And there's lots of photos. I just want to be able to look. I want them to be bigger than 3 or 4 inches. This is just stupid. I mean, this is just plain stupid. What are you thinking, guys? If you're a car enthusiast and you've bought a car online, what the heck? $41,000, that is absurd for a Z3M Roadster, even with low miles. But, you know, it is crazy low miles. I guess this is collector level. When do you see them?
Less than 5,000 miles.
Yeah. How much is
17
it going to go for?
17 bids.
Yeah.
17 bids. JP, I don't know. I put 45,000 last night, but my bid seems shallow because it's already at 41. Yeah. I'm going to go $47,000 and send it to you.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, if this were at zero at the beginning of the auction, if we looked at it, I would have said maybe 30 something, right? So it's way over that right now. So what'd you say, 45?
47.
Oh, 47. I'll take your 45. All right. Let's move on. Sorry, everybody. We really do have to cruise this along. Yep. We have some other stuff going on today that we're really excited about that's got to get done. So let's just quickly tell me about the car and give me your number, and we'll do that in the next three cars.
All right, we have an original owner, 1973 DiTommaso Pantera. This car has 26,000 miles and is offered to us out of Omaha, Nebraska. I love this car because it's Italian exotica with a a Ford 351 Cleveland with a V8 and a huge four barrel. These cars use a 5-speed ZF, that's the German manual transmission, and they have staggered with 15-inch Campagnolo magnesium wheels. These cars are awesome, but in a place like Las Vegas, which is where I'd want to own mine, they're notorious for overheating. It's just they build so much heat they can't handle it. But this car looks to be in spectacular condition, and really nice Di Tommaso Panteras are finally $100,000 cars. I think this car has every chance to get there, and I'm going to say $105,000 brings this orange beauty home.
I'll go 110. I think it's awesome, and I think they're even more on the rise than maybe you do. I'm excited about this car. Not really my jam. I've never really been a huge fan of them, but I think they are really popular. All right.
Yeah. All right, and then on Doug DeMiro's site, JP, I picked out a replacement car for you because I think you're going to sell your 2008 Cayenne. I found for you at a Houston, Texas, an E2 platform Cayenne, a 2012 that has 107,000 miles in black on black on black with a 6-speed manual. JP, this is your car all day long. That's basically it. There's no nonsense here. There's no modifications to the car. It does have the upgraded 20-inch Cayenne turbo style wheels. There's plenty of recent service to the car, and it looks to be in pretty nice condition. This is absolutely Doug DeMiro's sweet spot. Our car is sitting at, strangely, a tantalizing $16,500 on 20 bids. There's 3.5 hours to go, and I think this car has every reason to sell for $25,000 or more. But I'm going to say 25 grand brings this one home, and I'll send it to you there.
Yeah, we saw one with half the miles go for like 50-something on BAT. We have seen these, go for well over 25 with about this miles and this color combination, black on black. Yeah, buddy. Where is this car at physically?
Baby. Houston, Texas. Imagine black decals ghosted on the side of that car. Dirr and all that. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go 27. I think it'll get really close to 30, if not break 30, because black on black. The last one with a manual that was on here was a really terrible colorway. So, yeah, this car is fantastic. I do want it. Hopefully, I won't be screwing around. I'll be able to actually pay attention to this auction. All right.
3.5 hours to go. All right, JP, last car and another black on black manual alternative. You seem really upset by the M5 I selected the other day because it had low miles, but a SMG transmission, and it was the wrong color for you. So being a good friend, I went to LA and BAT, and I found for you this 2008 BMW M5 with the V10 and a 6-speed manual. This car, JP, I hope you're sitting down, has only 46,000 miles on it. And again, it's in LA. This car has all the options that you'd want. It's got the heads-up display. It's got the heated and ventilated seats. Navigation and blah 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 blah. Also has the aluminum inlay on the dash, so this car is attractive from every angle. And I'm telling you, JP, if you either modify the mufflers or pull the cats, this car sounds like a race car. I'm telling you, one little mod to the exhaust and you are waking the neighbors. You drive by a cemetery and you will start an apocalypse because you'll raise the dead. This thing howls, and this is it's black sapphire metallic. It's actually metallic black paint. This thing is gorgeous, JP. That's your car right there.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
How much is it? What's it going to land?
It's at 30,000 with 3.5 hours to go. I think this car, man, it's on BAT, JP. I put 36, but I'm going to go high. I'm going to say 40 grand brings this thing home.
Yeah, man. V10 manual, low miles, perfect colorway, great interior.
Yep.
What's not to love on this car? This is your perfect daily driver with four seats, and you can mob around any racetrack.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Whew. What was your number?
40.
40. I'll go 41. I'm just going to kiss right over the top of you because I think, it's too rich for my blood. Man, that thing is awesome. Ooh, I want it, but there it is. You're right. This is a show. Thank you, everybody, for watching Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting cars of the day. We're here Monday through Friday at the 9 o'clock hour. Hit that subscribe like button. Tomorrow we have Bradley Brownell from Rad for Sale and Radwood, DWA, Sweet. Jalopnik, and of course, Flat Sixes. He is a guy that gets around. He just was on Smoking Tire and everybody else's podcast. So why not slum it with us tomorrow? Hang out with us tomorrow. It's a Friday. It'll be our last show of the week. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Get those nerds!